With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is hinting at changes coming to FEMA. In an interview Wednesday night on Fox, Trump said the agency complicates matters and hasn't done its job over the last 4 years. President Trump said without the right leadership, FEMA just gets in the way and may be better to allow individual states to have control. Four men from Chile have been indicted in Ohio for a string of burglaries at multi-million dollar homes.
Court documents say all were arrested after being found in an SUV along with a Bengals team hat believed to be stolen from a house near Cincinnati. That theft last month came on the same day that the home of Bengal quarterback Joe Burrow was broken into while he was playing in Dallas. The documents don't say whether the men are connected with a break-in at Burrow's house or a string of other burglaries at the homes of prominent NFL and NBA players. All four were found either illegally in the U.S. or overstaying their permissions. They had break-in devices, and three of them had fake IDs. George Williams reporting.
They also had an LSU hat. Burrow formerly played quarterback for LSU. Lincoln Riley Act passes the House. Legislation named for the Georgia college student who was brutally raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant. The act would ensure the detainment of illegals charged with theft and violent crimes. House Speaker Mike Johnson announces a new select subcommittee to continue an investigation into the events leading up to and after January 6th.
The committee will be chaired by Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who in the last Congress led the conference's investigation into the January 6th select committee and the broader security response to the Capitol attack. It will be under the purview of the House Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Loudermilk's team published a 128-page interim report last month chronicling the investigators' findings and has repeatedly said more work was needed to build on his panel's findings. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative has introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina, but quickly stalled. A measure introduced in Mississippi criminalizes helping a minor obtain an abortion without the consent of a parent or guardian. This is SRN News. As President Trump returns to the White House, Israel looks for him for leadership. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Just days after returning to the Oval Office, U.S. President Donald Trump is being looked to for leadership expanding the 2020 Abraham Accords, often referred to as the new again president's crowning first-term foreign policy achievement. A group of prominent Israelis has presented the government with the Abraham Shield plan, providing more than a nod to the accord, but anticipates a strategy to stabilize the region through Saudi-Israel normalization, a phased separation from the Palestinians, and a united regional effort to counter Iran. Timing being everything, the coalition seeks to capitalize on public sentiment, welcoming President Trump's return, Israel's recent military achievements. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.